Welcome to the Rapid Learning audio tutorial series on viruses. Learning objectives. By completing this tutorial, you'll learn about the structure and characteristics of viruses, the structure and characteristics of bacteriophage, the classification of viruses, viral genetics, pathogenesis, transduction, and the life cycle of viruses. Viruses. What are viruses and viral diseases? Virus overview. A virus is an organism whose genetic material may be either DNA or RNA surrounded by a protein coat. Viruses have to take over other cells in order to reproduce. They have no nucleus or organelles. Infects all life forms from bacteria to mammals. They're non-living, self-replicating biological units that must utilize a host cell to reproduce. Viruses are small intracellular particles, a fraction of the size of the typical bacterial cell. Viruses and disease. Viruses infects all life forms, bacteria, fungi, insects, birds, mammals, including humans. Viruses can cause serious diseases such as HIV/AIDS and milder diseases like the common cold. The mode of pathogenesis of a virus makes it difficult to cure. Antibiotics do not work against viruses. There are a few antiviral medications that can shorten the duration of an infection of some viruses. Additionally, hosts can be exchanged. That means they can jump from one host to another. For instance, a virus can infect a bird, and then the bird can infect the human with that virus. That means the virus can jump from one species to another. Virus structure and classification. There are seven groups of viruses. These groups are based on the structural of the viral nucleic acid. The property, nucleic acid. Parameters of bases, DNA, RNA, or both DNA and RNA. Property, shape. It can be linear, circular, or segmented. Strandedness. The strandedness of the virus can be either single or double, double-stranded with regions of single-strandedness. The sense, it can be positive sense, referred to typically as plus strand, negative sense, referred to typically with a minus sign, or it can be ambisense. The viral groups are as follows. Group 1, double-stranded DNA. 2, single-stranded DNA. 3. Double-stranded RNA. 4. Positive single-stranded RNA. 5. Negative single-stranded RNA. 6. Single-stranded RNA with reverse transcriptase. And 7. Double-stranded DNA reverse transcriptase. The structure of a virus. The virion is a viral particle. The genetic material is either DNA or RNA. The capsid is the protective protein coat. The shape varies from helical and icosahedral to complex structures with tails or an envelope. The nucleocapsid is the capsid plus nucleic acid. The viral envelope covers the protein capsid. The envelope is derived from portions of the host cell membranes, phospholipids and proteins, and may include some viral glycoproteins. Structure of a bacteriophage. Typically, a bacteriophage is made up of an outer protein enclosing the genetic material. We've already said the genetic material can vary from DNA to RNA, single, double-stranded, negative, or positive-stranded. Phages are thought to be the most widely distributed and diverse entities in the biosphere. A typical structure of a bacteriophage includes the head, which contains the genetic material, the neck or collar, a tail sheath, and a base plate. Some bacteriophages have tail fibers that facilitate attachment. Because of the wide variety of bacteriophage, there are structural differences. So this is just a generalized scope of what a bacteriophage structure is like. ICTV naming of viruses. Virus classification is a combination of two systems: phenotypic characteristics, mode of replication, and host organisms, as well as type of disease that they cause. Guidelines were set out by the International Committee on Taxonomy of Viruses, ICTV. The ICTV classification uses a numerical code to represent the order, family, subfamily, genus, species, subspecies, serotype, and strain. Multiplication of virus. Virus strategy and infection. Viruses do not grow via cell division because they are acellular. Viruses use the host replication machinery and metabolism to copy themselves. Viruses can compromise the integrity of a cell without killing it, causing its death. This is called cytopathic effects. Generalized viral life cycle. Attachment. Specific binding between viral capsid proteins and specific receptors on the host cellular surface. Attachment to the receptor can induce the viral envelope to fuse with the cellular membranes. Penetration after attachment. Viruses enter the host cell via receptor-mediated endocytosis or membrane fusion. Uncoating. Viral capsid degraded, releasing viral genomic nucleic acid. 4. Replication. Involves synthesis of viral mRNA, except for positive sense RNA viruses, viral protein synthesis of viral proteins, and viral genome replication. 5. Assembled viral particles undergo post-translational modification. This is not true for all viruses, only some undergo post-translational modification. 6. Viruses are released from the host cell by lysis. Enveloped viruses, like HIV, are released by budding, in the process acquiring its phospholipid envelope. Genome replication. Viruses contain no transcriptional or translational machinery. They use the host cell machinery to replicate its own genome. Virus genomes can be double or single-stranded DNA or RNA, so each class uses different strategies for multiplication. Multiplication of double-stranded DNA viruses, such as adenovirus. The genome is directly replicated using the virus DNA as template. mRNA is synthesized from virus DNA for further viral infection and for viral structural proteins. The viral protein and replicated DNA assemble into progeny virus. Multiplication of single-stranded DNA viruses. For single-stranded DNA viruses, the viral DNA is converted into double-stranded DNA first, which then serves as template to produce progeny viral DNA. The double-stranded DNA also serves as a template to synthesize messenger RNA for viral protein, which is required for progeny virus assembly. Multiplication of double-stranded RNA viruses. For double-stranded RNA virus, the virus contains an RNA-directed RNA polymerase, which converts the viral RNA into mRNA. The mRNA serves as template to synthesize the other strand of the RNA and anneal it to form the progeny viral RNA. The mRNA also serves as a template to synthesize viral protein. Multiplication of single-stranded RNA plus viruses. For single-stranded plus RNA viruses, there are two pathways. In path 1, the viral RNA can serve as a template directly for viral protein synthesis. It also serves as a template to make the minus strand RNA, which in turn serves as template to make the progeny, viral plus RNA. The viral RNA can direct the synthesis of a polypeptide, which is then cleaved to produce viral structural proteins. In path 2, the genome replication is the same as in path 1. The strategy for protein synthesis is different. Multiplication of single-stranded RNA minus virus. For single-stranded RNA minus virus, viral genome RNA replication requires the plus RNA synthesis, which serves as both mRNA and template for minus strand progeny RNA synthesis. The mRNA directs the synthesis of viral protein. Multiplication of retrovirus. Retroviruses are RNA viruses, but the genome replication require DNA intermediates. Usually these virus reverse transcribe their viral RNA into double-stranded DNA, which is integrated into the host genome. The double-stranded DNA then serves as a template for mRNA and viral genome synthesis. HIV human immunodeficiency. HIV is a retrovirus. That means its genetic information is in the form of RNA, not DNA. The outside of the virus has proteins that are sometimes called spikes. These proteins bind to cells, specifically T helper cells, that have a complementary protein on its surface called CD4. In order for the HIV virus to gain entry into the cell, it must bind the CD4 receptor. However, CD4 alone is not sufficient for HIV to gain entry into the immune cell. A second protein on the immune cell called a co-receptor, called a fusion, or CXCR4, is required for the HIV virus to get into the immune cell and is characteristic of HIV in the later stages. Other HIV co-receptors, such as CCR5, is characteristic of early disease strains. HIV attachment. HIV attachment is done via the GP120 protein on the HIV molecule. This binds to the host receptor CD4. Binding and entry is enhanced by co-receptors found on the host membrane. There are 4 primary cell targets for HIV. Although there are some other tissues attacked, it is more rare. HIV, covered by complement protein, will also be bound by lymphocytes. The lymphocytes will take the HIV to T cells in the lymph nodes. This inadvertently protects the HIV from the immune mechanisms clearing and killing it in the blood. Macrophages will also attract T cells when it has captured HIV. The T cells will then become infected when the macrophages transfers the virus to them. HIV attachment to the target cell. HIV causes AIDS. There are 2 major types of HIV. HIV1 is more prevalent in Europe and USA, while HIV2 is more prevalent in Africa. HIV attaches to the target host cell via its GP120 receptors. It binds with the CD4 host receptor. Once the virion binds to the cell, its envelopes comes in contact and via the GP41 leads to its fusion with the host cell membrane. The fusion of the membranes results in the HIV capsid being introduced into the host cell cytoplasm. HIV envelope stays as part of the cell cytoplasmic membrane. Glycoprotein 41 remaining on the cytoplasmic membrane causes the cell to fuse to as many as 500 neighboring cells, forming a synctium, which is a giant multinucleate cell. The capsid enters with the RNA and reverse transcriptase into the cell's cytoplasm. Synthesis of DNA from HIV RNA. The reverse transcriptase synthesizes double-stranded DNA, copies of HIV's 2 plus single-stranded RNA molecules. The reverse transcriptase is an enzyme that copies RNA to DNA, which is the reverse of how we typically think of genome replication. First, the enzyme synthesizes a negative single-stranded DNA copy of each of the plus single-stranded RNA molecules. This results in two hybrid molecules consisting of single-stranded DNA and single-stranded RNA. The single-stranded RNA is then degraded, leaving only single-stranded DNA minus single-stranded DNA. The final step is complete by synthesizing a complementary strand of DNA, forming double-stranded DNA. Reverse transcriptase makes many mistakes in copying the RNA molecule, and it is said to be error-prone. HIV genome integration. HIV is a latent virus. The double-stranded DNA of HIV is called provirus. The provirus enters the nucleus and gets inserted into the human chromosome by the enzyme integrase. This enzyme integrase is carried into the cell by the HIV virion. The integration of HIV double-stranded DNA happens within about 72 hours of infection. Once the provirus is integrated, it stays as part of the cellular DNA for the life of the cell. Synthesis of RNA and peptides. In step number 5, the host cell having the integrated provirus replicates its DNA. In the course of the host cell replication, the integrated HIV genes are transcribed to produce genomic RNA and mRNA. The mRNA is subsequently translated by ribosomes to make viral polypeptides such as the capsomeres GP120, GP41, and reverse transcriptase and integrase. The sixth step in HIV development involves release or budding of HIV. Two molecules of genomic RNA with viral enzymes and two molecules of tRNA, which is coded for by the host genome, bud from the cytoplasmic membrane. An infected cell can produce 3,000 to 4,000 virions at any one time. In the final step of the process of making mature HIV is the assembly of the components. Virions bud from the cell or in a non-virulent form because the capsid is not yet assembled and the reverse transcriptase is inactive. Protease, another viral enzyme packaged in the virion, cleave a large polypeptide to release reverse transcriptase and capsomeres. The activity of the protease, which occurs after a virion buds from the cell, allows the final assembly and step in the maturation of the virulent HIV. Viral life cycles. Viruses can follow two life paths. These two alternative paths are called lytic cycle or lysogenic cycle. In lytic cycle, the virus infects the host and replicates. Upon completion of replication and new virion formation, the host cell is ruptured and the virion released. In the lysogenic cycle, the viral DNA incorporates into the host DNA and is copied along with the host DNA replication. Lambda phage, introduction. Lambda phage is a temperate bacteriophage and it infects E. coli. After the phage injects its DNA into the bacteria, it may integrate its DNA into the host cell chromosome, called prophage, and is in the lysogenic life cycle. When the prophage is activated, it is excised from the host DNA and enters its lytic cycle. When the phage becomes lytic, it makes large amounts of phage that lyse the host, releasing more phage. Bacteriophage lambda consists of a linear double-stranded DNA, the ends of which are sticky. The entire genome can be incorporated into the bacterial chromosome. Transduction. Both lytic and lysogenic phage begin by the virus infecting the host. In both of these cases, lyses or lysogenic, the virus has to infect the host. In the lytic phase, the virus injects itself, is replicated, ruptures, that is, lyses the host, thereby killing it. In the lysogenic phase, It incorporates itself into the host DNA. Transformation, the modification of the genotype of a cell by introduction of DNA from another source. Transduction, the viral DNA becomes part of the host genome. Cell transformation. Cell transformation means a normal cell becomes cancerous. Viruses and mutation rates. Mutations, RNA viruses. They have a high frequency of mutations due to the lack of a proofreading mechanism. DNA viruses, on the other hand, have a lower mutation rate because they use host proofreading enzymes for their replication. Recombination involves the exchange of genetic material between two related viruses during co-infection of a host cell. Consequence of viral mutation. New virus strains with novel antigenic determinants, leading to what's called antigenic drift. Reduced or enhanced pathogenicity, so a viral mutation can enhance or reduce the pathogenicity. Altered host range and altered target cell specificity. There are several kinds of mutations possible. The kinds of mutations possible include silent mutation, no change in amino acid sequence, missense mutation, slight change in amino acid sequence, nonsense mutation, for instance, where there's a stop codon inserted, so there's no protein synthesis at all, frame shift insertion, usually leading to a major amino acid sequence change, and frame shift deletion, also typically leads to a major amino acid sequence change. Pathogenesis of virus, 4 steps. Implantation of virus as the portal of entry. Local replication. From the local replication, it usually spreads to the target origin or the disease sites. Spread to sites or shedding virus into the environment. These are the 4 steps. 3 factors affect this progress. Accessibility of virus to tissue, cell susceptibility to virus multiplication, and virus susceptibility to host defense. Direct cell damage and death due to infection is part of cellular pathogenesis. 1. Diversion of the cell's energy. 2. Shut off of cell macromolecular synthesis. 3. Competition of viral mRNA for cellular ribosomes. Competition of cellular RNA polymerases. Inhibition of cell defense mechanism. This can result in direct cell damage or death due to infection. Indirect cell damage. Indirect cell damage can also occur due to viral infection. This can be as a consequence of integration of the viral genome and induction of mutations in the host genome. You can also cause localized inflammation or weakening of the host immune response. Let's take a look at pathogenesis of the pox virus, which is a group 1 double-stranded DNA. The pox virus includes smallpox, cowpox, monkeypox, not to be confused with chickenpox, which is not a pox virus. Pathogenics. Infection occurs with close contact via inhalation, crusts, or droplets. Virus binds host cell receptor surface. The receptors for the pox virus are currently unknown. The virus enters the cell and uncoats. The pox viral genes are expressed in 2 phases. The early genes encode proteins necessary for replication. Late genes are expressed after the genome has been replicated and encode the structural proteins to make the virus particle. Replication is quick, taking only 12 hours. The replication of this virus is unusual for double-stranded DNA virus because it codes its own machinery for genome replication, which occurs in the cytoplasm. Most double-stranded DNA viruses replicate in the nucleus and use the host cell genome replication machinery. Let's take a moment to look at rubella, Rubella virus, group 5, single-stranded RNA. It's also known as German measles. The taxa is the toga virus. The genome is non-segmented, has a linear positive sense single-stranded RNA, having an envelope and a nucleocapsid. Toga viruses attach to the surface of a cell via glycoprotein spikes. The positive sense RNA acts as mRNA and used to make negative sense RNA template. The negative sense RNA template is used to make new positive sense RNA genomes, which are packaged into nucleocapsids. Rubella virus virions are assembled and mature in the Golgi complex, while alpha virus virions are in the cytoplasm before budding and mature upon budding. Virions bud from the host cell and acquire their glycoprotein envelopes. Test strategy. Sure test strategy. Questions about viruses, their replication, and pathogenesis are often found as part of passage type questions. When approaching passage type questions, remember the SURE method. Skim, understand, read, examine. Practice problem 1. Skim the following passage. Hypothesis A. Ancestors of modern viruses evolved in the primordial seas and used the organic molecules found there. Once heterotrophs and autotrophs appeared, viruses adapted to a parasitic mode of survival. Hypothesis B. Viruses arose from nucleic acids that escaped from cellular organisms. Evolution introduced capsid and structural additions. Test practice. Understand the basic concepts and the key facts. Skimming and understanding the passage suggests that the hypothesis A supports that viruses either evolved before or with prokaryotes or eukaryotes. After you've made sure you've thoroughly read and understood the objective of the question, formulate an answer in your mind. Now examine the answer choices. Answer A. Hypothesis A. In this case, that is the correct answer. The phrase, quote, once heterotrophs and autotrophs appeared, closed quotes, indicates that viruses were first. Cells are clearly first in hypothesis B, since viruses are suggested to have risen from extruded nucleic acid. By process of elimination, answers B, hypothesis B, C, hypothesis A and B, or answer D, neither hypothesis A or B, can be excluded. Question 2. Read carefully. Which of the following would be difficult to answer for a proponent of viruses predating cells? Reading this question carefully, you can see that it's asking you to extrapolate from the passage because it is not stating explicitly. Focus on hypothesis 1, proponent of virus predating cells. Examine answers. A. Why are viruses so much smaller than cells? Small size may be explained by simple molecular components. Answer B. How could viruses reproduce before cells were present? Correct answer B. B proposed that viruses predated cells requires that they have a different method of replication. It is hard to argue a complete change of reproduction once cells evolved. Let's take a look at answer C. What precursor molecules could have viral components be made? Precursor organic molecules are mentioned in hypothesis 1, so this answer is not correct. And D. What sources could viruses have used for nutrients? Organic molecules and later prokaryotes and eukaryotes could have been a source of nutrients, so this is not correct either. Question 3. Read carefully. Which of the following is not implied by hypothesis A? Reread Hypothesis A, and remember this question is asking what is not implied. Let's examine the answers. A. Photosynthetic organisms came after viruses. No. This states that heterotrophs and autotrophs came after viruses. B. Viral ancestors could absorb nutrients. No. Says that viral ancestors did use organic molecules. C. Viral ancestors needed host cells to reproduce. This is correct. The passage implies that viral ancestors could function on their own and predated heterotrophs and autotrophs. Let's look at answer D just to confirm our selection of C. Viral ancestors could metabolize their own food. No. The passage states that viruses could parasitize heterotrophs and autotrophs. Learning summary. Viruses can have DNA or RNA genomes, so require special replication strategies. Bacteriophage are viruses that infect only bacteria. They are a good model for viral infectivity and are used as genetic research tools. Virus classification is based on genome composition, size, capsid, and host cell. It also includes viral pathology. Transduction is a process in which bacterial DNA is moved from one bacterium to another by a virus. Bacterial phage lambda can switch between lytic and lysogenic state. Virion is a viral particle. Capsid is a protective protein coat. Viral envelope covers the protein capsid. Not all viruses have a viral envelope. The envelope has portions of the host cell membranes. Congratulations on completing the audio tutorial on viruses. For more audio and visual tutorials, go to www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.